Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Movies and Music Podcast. You're listening to WUSB 90.1 FM Stony Brook. I'm your host, Ryan Bale. So, we've got for you a very special surprise. Two movies back-to-back, one from the 80s and one that came out 2 years ago. Top Gun and Top Gun Maverick, starring the one and only Tom Cruise. Now, in the pantheon of movie soundtracks, few have soared as high or left as lasting an impact as the one and only Top Gun from 1986. A film that defined a generation, Top Gun was a cinematic triumph and a musical one. Its soundtrack, a pulsating mix of rock anthems and soul-stirring ballads, became an instant classic. From Kenny Loggins' electrifying Danger Zone to Berlin's haunting Take My Breath Away, the Top Gun soundtrack encapsulated the zeitgeist of the 80s. It was more than a collection of songs. It was a statement, a musical embodiment of a film about speed, competition, and raw emotion. But what makes Top Gun, the soundtrack, truly special? How did it transcend its cinematic origins to become a cultural touchstone? In this episode, we will take a deep dive into the music that fueled Top Gun. We will explore the individual tracks, uncover the stories behind them, and even delve into special edition versions that have been released over the years. So tune in. Whether you're a diehard Top Gun fan or a music aficionado keen to explore the intersection of film and sound, this little episode for you guys promises to be a thrilling ride. So prepare to enter the danger zone as we embark on a musical journey that continues to resonate more than three decades after its release. The Top Gun soundtrack awaits, and its legacy is as powerful as ever. So the Top Gun soundtrack is more than a collection of songs. It's an integral part of the film's fabric. It's a driving force that shapes the narrative, accentuates the emotions, and elevates the entire cinematic experience. Let's explore how this musical marvel achieves such an impact. Now, the mood of Top Gun is one of intensity, passion, and relentless pursuit of excellence. The soundtrack plays a pivotal role in crafting this atmosphere. From the opening sequence, where the pulsating beats of Danger Zone accompany the fighter jet's takeoff, the music sets the tone for what's to come. Each track is meticulously chosen to mirror the emotions of the scene. The haunting melody of Take My Breath Away underscores the growing romance between Maverick and Charlie, while Harold Faltermeyer's Top Gun anthem adds a heroic touch to the aerial sequences. The music is not just complimentary, it's transformative. It turns scenes into experiences, dialogues into declarations, and characters into icons. It's a masterful blend of sound and vision that creates a mood that's uniquely Top Gun. In the world of cinema, where visuals often take center stage, Top Gun stands as a testament to the power of music. Its soundtrack is a masterclass in musical storytelling, a symphony that resonates long after the credits roll. It's a reminder that, in the right hands, music is not just a part of the film, it's the soul of it. And in Top Gun, that soul soars as high as the jets it celebrates. The Top Gun soundtrack, released in 1986, played a significant role in defining the mid-80s bombastic melodramatic sound. Let's delve into the individual tracks that made this album a quintessential artifact of its era. Now, first off, we got Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins, written by Giorgio Moroder and Tom Whitlock. Danger Zone is a thrilling opener for the soundtrack. Its energetic tempo and Loggins' powerful vocals create a sense of excitement that perfectly complements the film's high-octane action. The track became synonymous with the movie's theme of risk and adventure. And that was Highway to the Danger Zone. And of course, the song that shows you that the number one rule in life, when you hear this on the radio, you turn that up full blast and drive at least 5 miles over the speed limit, no exceptions. No, I'm just kidding. Don't drive over the speed limit. That was a joke, people. Understand sarcasm. So, on to the next track. Mighty Wings by Cheap Trick. Mighty Wings, composed by Harold Faltermeyer and Mark Sparrow, is performed by Cheap Trick. This track adds to the film's energetic vibe, with its soaring guitar riffs and anthemic chorus, reflecting the freedom and power of flight. Ooh. All right, so next up we got Playing with the Boys by Kenny Loggins. Co-written by Kenny Loggins, Peter Wolf, and Ina Wolf, Playing with the Boys is another energetic track by Loggins. Its playful tone and catchy melody make it a memorable part of the soundtrack, adding a lighter touch to the film's intense action sequences. And that was the song that makes you want to go play volleyball with your boys and really grow up to aspire to be something. So next up, we've got Lead Me On by Tina Marie. So composed by Morador and Whitlock, Lead On Me is performed by Tina Marie. This soulful ballad adds a touch of romance to the soundtrack, providing a counterpoint to the more adrenaline-pumping tracks. And perhaps the most iconic track on the album, Take My Breath Away by Berlin, written by Moroder and Whitlock, won both the Academy Award and Golden Globe for Best Original Song. Its ethereal quality and haunting melody perfectly encapsulate the film's love story, turning it into a timeless classic. And that was Take My Breath Away by Berlin. So, next up, this next track, written by Michael Jay and Alan Roy Scott and Roy Freeland, adds a tropical flair to the soundtrack. Performed by Miami Sound Machine, it captures the carefree spirit of summer and youth. This is Hot Summer Nights by Miami Sound Machine. Next up is Heaven in Your Eyes, performed by Loverboy, is a heartfelt rock ballad that adds emotional depth to the soundtrack. Its lyrics and melody resonate with the film's themes of love and longing.
I can tell by the look in your eyes you've been hurting. You know I'll never let you down, oh no. And I'll try anything to keep it working. You gave me time to find out what my heart was looking for. in your eyes. Can't you see I'm finding it hard to let go? Whoa. All the heartaches we've been through, I never really thought I'd see this love grow.
Next up, composed by Moroder and Whitlock, Through the Fire is an inspiring track that echoes the film's themes of perseverance and triumph. Larry Green's passionate vocals make a standout piece.
Until every day is done, boys, say,
The next track, Destination Unknown by Marietta, written by Fran Gold, Paul Fox, and Jake Hooker, adds a mysterious and adventurous tone to the soundtrack, reflecting the uncertainty and excitement of the character's journey. Finally, last up on the track, the instrumental Top Gun Anthem, composed by Harold Faltermeyer and performed with Steve Stevens, serves as the musical signature of the film. Its majestic melody and powerful arrangement encapsulate the film's grandeur and heroism.
Thank you.
Top Gun soundtrack also includes additional tracks that we will save for later in various special editions, such as Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding, Great Balls of Fire by Jerry Lee Lewis, and You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling by the Righteous Brothers, among others. This collection of tracks, with its unique flavor and significance, contributed to making the Top Gun soundtrack one of the best-selling soundtracks of all time. It enhanced the film's narrative and left an indelible mark on the musical landscape of the 1980s. So we've explored the individual tracks and their impact on the film, but what about the lasting legacy of the Top Gun soundtrack? It's time to take a closer look at how this collection of songs transcended the movie and left an indelible mark on both the film industry and the music world. The Top Gun soundtrack and the movie are inseparable. Like, think about it. Can you imagine Maverick without Danger Zone or the love scene without Take My Breath Away? The music didn't just set the mood. It became a character in the film, defining moments and emotions. But the influence of the Top Gun soundtrack didn't stop at the box office. It changed the game for movie soundtracks, setting a new standard for how music could enhance and elevate a film. Other filmmakers took notice, and soon having a hit soundtrack became a must for blockbusters. The blend of different musical styles and big-name artists became a blueprint for success, influencing soundtracks for years to come. And let's not forget the artists themselves. The soundtrack catapulted careers and made stars out of bands and singers. It showed that a well-crafted soundtrack could be a hit in its own right, not just a companion to the film. In the end, the Top Gun soundtrack's legacy is one of innovation and inspiration. It's a testament to the power of music to enhance storytelling and create an unforgettable cinematic experience. Whether you're a fan of the film or just love the music, the Top Gun soundtrack continues to be a symbol of a time, a place, and a feeling that still resonates today. It's more than just a soundtrack. It's a piece of cultural history. And that, my dear viewers, is why it continues to take our breath away, just like Tom Cruise with his unforgettable charisma. But before we go on to Top Gun Maverick, let's play a couple of quick PSAs from WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM.
So you come into my house on the radio waves, asking for a donation on the day of my daughter's wedding. My one question to you, why would I donate to WUSB?
Well, with all due respect, your donliness, WUSB is commercial-free, volunteer-ran radio station, and I hear your daughter loves it.
For my sweet daughter Marciella, I'll do anything. Hey, Joey, get over here. We need to get these guys set up. Hey, Paulie, Tony, Mikey, let's get them some donations right now.
Where should we leave the envelope?
Well, you could donate to WUSB by calling right now at 631-632-6901.
What if the phone's tapped?
Well, if you're afraid of the feds, you could donate on the web, www.wusb.fm.
Good morning there, old chap. You got your dial where it's at here at 90.1 FM WUSB. Are you a musician of some types? Well, I'm reaching out to you, fellow, because the station needs your help. We need help writing our new station's jingle, around 15 to 30 seconds long, something like, you're listening to 90.1 FM WUSB. Something like that. To find out more on how to get your jingle on the air, go to our website at www.wusb.fm. I bid you adieu.
WUSB is looking for a catchy sound. A radio jingle, make that bop and wiggle. So if you got a guitar, here's your chance to be a star. We need a radio jingle, 30 seconds long. Get the band together and record us a song. Go on on our website for more information. You get your radio jingle on a station.
www.wsb.fm to acquire more information about getting your jingle on the air, baby. Ooh, yeah.
Your dial set, and baby, it's groovy. I'm 90.1 FM, WSB.
WUSB needs the community to write a station's jingle, pick up a guitar cymbal. Doesn't need much, just a 50-second ditty. It can be easy as 1, 2, 3.
WUSB on 90.1 FM. Yeah, you're tuned in.
Something like that, maybe. Make it your own. Go on our website at www.wsb.fm to acquire some more information about getting your ditty on the air.
Hey, are you a musician struggling to find inspiration? Here's your chance to be part of the station. Well, here's your chance to be part of the station.
Faltermeyer's Top Gun anthem is back in thunderously heroic form with Top Gun Maverick, an album where emotional 80s-esque songs, both old and new, come together and join sides with Hans Zimmer and Lorne Balfe's unapologetically grandiose action style to overall create a thoroughly entertaining sequel soundtrack that nearly, very nearly, reaches the high heights of the first films. Here we are at last. Top Gun Maverick was one of the hardest-hit films of the COVID-19 pandemic, having been delayed multiple times through 2020 and 2021 until finally arriving in 2022, almost 2 years after its original pre-pandemic assigned release date. Now, I was excited, like many people, to see this film, both for the film itself and, of course, for the score, which, speaking of which, the score also had a bit of an interesting timeline, especially since composer-wise, while initially announced as a Harold Faltermeyer and Hans Zimmer collaborative effort, it slowly gained additional composers until now, the front cover credits not only above the above two, but also Lorne Balfe and Lady Gaga, with, I imagine, several other composers sadly also going uncredited. While it's slightly concerning that a film like this should have so many composers, as the phrase, too many cooks in the kitchen, springs to mind, I remain very eager to hear what was in store, especially with Faltermeyer himself still on board. And now that it's finally out, this long-awaited soundtrack album features a mix of both song and score, with the actual score runtime coming in at just under 30 minutes. A little short, perhaps, but then Top Gun was always more about the songs, bar the incredible anthem cue anyway. So without further ado, let's dive in. We open up with our main titles, You've Been Called Back to Top Gun.